I see your demons, I'm telling them it's on sight. I'm just playing, I don't fight, I do pray. I only go the way of Mr. Yahweh. Try to correct me.
But hey, y'all, thanks for being on the podcast. We're really excited. I know we've never had y'all on our podcast, have we? Yeah. Any of y'all?
Carolyn.
I have been, yeah.
Oh, you, oh with did. James, with you're James, right, you're yes. right, you're right.
I
wasn't
you.
There.
Exactly.
I was in there, so how am I supposed to remember?
This is making up for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now you get me, so you're welcome, because with James by himself, I don't know if that's... I'm just kidding. No, but how have you guys been like in Dallas so far?
It's really nice. I like it. I enjoy it. The weather's nice. The people are nice. The food is decent.
Have y'all made some good connections while we were down here?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just reconnecting with some other, you know, people in the industry too. So it's fun.
Well, let's see here. For those that don't know you, a lot of people do know y'all. So that's the good news. I mean, Carolyn, you have your own YouTube channel, right? Your own subscribers. And Jody, it'll be weird for me not to say that people don't know you. Yeah. I feel like you're involved in everything. And ISSA, and you're doing a lot of beautiful things. So it's been cool. We got to meet you 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be
mm-hmm.
3 years coming here. The third year. Is it May?
Yeah.
Three years in May. Oh, man. I feel like when I met you, I was like a little baby. I had no clue what I was getting into. I remember. But you were like the coolest person we met that day.
Yeah.
And look at what you're doing now in the industry. It's huge, right?
Well, you guys are doing it. We're just creating a podcast. Y'all are the ones putting in the work. Y'all are the ones changing lives.
We just ask
lives.
Questions.
I don't even, like, I always tell people, like, it's funny. I don't know how to clean. I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
All I know how to do is not even put together the studio. What do I do here? What do we do here?
Ask questions.
Put money into getting people answers. That's as far as we would go.
You connect dots is what you do.
100%.
100%.
For those that don't know y'all, though. For those that live in the dark and don't know y'all, tell us a little bit about you. Just give us the quick 30-second rundown of each, and then we'll do individual, and then why we're in this podcast together.
Okay, that sounds great. So my name is Carolyn Arellano. I have been in the cleaning industry for going on almost 6 years now. I started to clean homes out of basic necessity to live. And then that led to YouTube, doing Instagram, mentoring, and now here I am in Dallas, Texas with a cleaning product. So my journey in the industry has been anything but linear, but very exciting. Lots of opportunities.
I love that.
Yeah, and I'm Jody, Jody Carroll. I have a residential commercial business in Pennsylvania. So like Carol said, we started in 2018, basically lost everything in 2020 because we were heavily based in real estate, had to regroup. And that's kind of where it brought me to you guys when we were introduced in a cleaning event and cleaning and cocktails in Chicago, where I was studying where did I want to go and how did I want to move. Was able to scale our business pretty much in the last 3 years over $1 million with the intent and trusted known sources to be able to grow. So that's kind of where I expanded into ISSA. So I sit on several committees for ISSA, the government advocacy and the education board, and right now the residential SIMS task force. So we're kind of building some things on the back end. And I had a business opportunity that led me to Carol through the brand ambassador program through Route, which kind of connected us. And then now we're on to a new business venture, which is exciting, which led us to Dallas and to
now
you
we're
guys.
Here. So now we're here. That was in we met in 2021?
I believe so.
And then we met you last year, correct, Carol?
Yes, we met last year. I actually crossed paths with Jody, but we would just be in the same place, but just never see each other,
that's
which was
crazy.
Pretty weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's all part of a plan. I mean, we're put in, I mean, you're just kind of in rooms, and then eventually you're like, oh, now I'm doing business with this person. And now, you know, and you guys took that action. So we're gonna get into why you guys are here today, which is give us a little rundown real quick, 1 minute intro, 30-second intro of now what you guys are doing together. We have a lot of questions, okay. So it'll be a good time.
All right. So today we are on the show to introduce a new product to the U.S. market, which is known as Oxygen Powered Supreme. It's basically a odor control, an eliminator, and an air freshener. But it's very unique, one of a kind, NASA-driven technology. And it's also a great way to add money to the revenue of your already existing clients. So,
yeah, so it's not really new. It's in 75 different countries and 6 continents across the across the world. So it's just merging into the United States with Carol and I with a service-based driven, basically a process. But it's really not about the product as much as it is about a recurring service. So it's really
for the service providers,
for building service contractors, for cleaning companies. Definitely is the niche that we're merging into the market with.
Well, listen, it's called a profitable cleaner, so we can increase profits at the end of the day. I think that's one of the reasons we have this podcast. So I'm sure people are going to be very excited to learn about what y'all are doing. And of course, if you guys have any questions if we're on the podcast, if you guys have questions afterwards, reach out to them. We'll link up their information and any links we can give them so they can check it out.
Yeah.
That'll be very appreciated. That being said, y'all ready to go?
Yeah,
let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right, let me pull up my list of plans. Just kidding. Imagine I just put three sheets. We should do that to a guest just to see what they would think right after. Be like,
uh-oh. Just roll out. One
yeah,
of
exactly.
Those.
Just like those, like
a scroll.
Exactly.
A scroll.
Yeah. Action item. Okay, so here we go. Here's what I have a question. One, how did you pick your partner?
Yeah, dude, you literally read my mind.
We're gonna get to Oxygen. I promise we will.
Okay, no.
But I want to give people context a little bit. So I don't know if y'all picked each other or if it just kind of gave it. So tell us a little bit just about that story.
Wow. Okay, so it's actually a very interesting story. So as I mentioned, my journey in the cleaning industry has been all over the place, zigzagging, but all good stuff. So originally, one of my mentors that has been mentoring me for about 3 years, he's always sometimes confused my cleaning business with the word cleaning product business, and I never really asked or corrected him because I'm just like, maybe he's getting older if he's listening to this. And I'm like, all right, whatever, I let it go. And then come to find out, he had a friend that he worked with in Colgate about 25 years ago who owns a cleaning product business that he was still keeping in contact with. So we were both talking to him, cleaning business, cleaning product, and his good friend from Dubai, his name is Hydros, was saying to him, I really want to try to get into the U.S. market again, but I don't know how. They tried to enter at a distribution level during COVID. As you can imagine, did not work out because of the pandemic. And because at a distributor level, a lot of these products will just sit. They'll have 10 or 15 items, different things to sell. So he brought that up, and my mentor was like, well, I know somebody in the industry who's really good at, social media, marketing, and connecting people. So maybe this can work out. I didn't know that this was all happening. And then he put me on a call with him. He was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, I'm interested. And he said, well, I'm going to be at the ISSA show. And I just so happened to also be at the ISSA show. I actually passed you guys. We didn't get a chance to say hi.
Yeah, no, we saw you. We saw you.
You were busy. You guys were cool busy with podcasts.
ISSA was fun. Yeah. Be there again this year as well.
No, for sure. And so I ended up going to dinner the first night. He had me meeting all his distributors from all the other countries. So I think I sat down with people from Mexico, South Africa, and he was strategically placing me in the hot seat with everybody. And then after that night, he said, if you have any of your friends that you'd like to bring that you think are interested, that would be interested in the business, bring them along. And I had met Jody for the first time in person day before.
Yes. In ISSA? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because through Route, we were just, kind of passing information back and forth. And
yeah, so originally we met because we were doing the Route Ambassador, and then that connected us. And so I said, hey, do you want to come to this dinner? She was like, yeah. And by the end of the dinner, she was like, I'm in. I'm like, I wasn't even sure if I was in yet.
I had a vision.
I didn't know I was in. Yeah. So they were putting you in the hot seat. They say, hey, if you know anybody, you could have easily gone to everybody, which is very interesting. But you went to Jody.
Right. I actually invited also Jean Marie from Shore to Shore.
She's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. So they both came with me. Jean's busy growing the cleaning business. So right away she said, not interested. Respectfully, I said, okay, not a problem. I understand. This is a concept.
Yeah.
Right? Like air fresheners. I get it. But Jody was like, just from talking to everybody that second night at dinner, she was like, I'm down. And then we had, I think, a third night at dinner.
Yeah.
And she was like, dude, let's do this.
So she comes to you and she... I have a crazy idea. I'm just kidding. That's
no, that's it.
That's how
I'm like,
I
hey, some guy from Dubai, some other dude from Belgium, all those.
Yeah.
She's
like, what a crazy way to approach you. And then you're like, we just met.
We kind of, it was really interesting when we went to dinner because, like, there was assigned seats. And we were in the center. Like, basically in this dinner, these distributorships that, you know, UK, I mean, they were all over the place and they were huge.
Yeah.
They were vetting us. They were moving around. They were basically, you know, introducing. Yeah.
The first time meeting them.
Yeah. So I knew, like, I'm like, okay, this is a job interview.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, like, I had a vision. Like, because I was a property maintenance, you know, company from the start and how we evolved into cleaning, because that's where we started was property maintenance. I did have a vision very early on, so it was easy for me to, like, pick up the concept and run with it.
Yeah.
And that's why when we rolled out of that, I'm like, this is going to be huge.
And what part of it was it? Oh, sorry, go for it.
No, I was going to say, like, so that's good background, but what truly attracted you two to each other? Because to say, hey, like, listen, this sounds good, this is a good product, let's do some business, maybe we can make some money. But then to get into a partnership, like...
Yeah, because, like, one thing is, like, badass product, right? And the second is, do I want to go to war with, like, do I want to have this man right here or this woman next to me and go to war together?
Right.
So what so made you say yes
to that? Our strengths are, like, we both have things that we do really well. And that's, and it complements and it and mm-hmm. like mirrors that ability to say, okay, like, let's level up, let's hook up here. And we're just going to kind of, you know, lift together. From
what are those strengths?
So Carol does social media really well.
By the way, you can't say your own. You can only say hers.
Okay. Yeah. So social media, huge. I mean, she's got the ability to be able to put it out there. She knows the tech world a little bit more than I do. You know, and as far as speaking in sales, that probably, I mean, I don't know.
Like, well, what are her strengths? Yeah, what are her strengths?
Yeah. Oh, so
no, but I for those listening, like, if you check out, do I get it wrong? Do I keep saying Caroline? It's Carolyn.
It's Carolyn, bro.
Carolyn, right? Yeah. Carolyn. Why do I keep saying Carolyn?
I don't know.
Is that even, anyways, Carolyn, check her out because she is very good at social media.
Thank you.
Very good. So I will attest to that strength for sure in content creation.
Check.
Very
we powerful.
Agree. What are her strengths?
So Jody, and I knew this before that dinner, just from, like I said, we were trying to build something else, another type of program, and she was very hands-on. So Jody is super determined. I knew that. Very organized, which I am not. She is like, she spearheads things. Like, sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, like, hold on a second. And I'll tell her, like, we got to slow down. But she's like, no, we don't. This is what has to happen. So I knew that going into something with her, I knew that I would never have to worry about who's working, who's not working. If anything, I might have to keep up with Jody.
Oh.
I knew that she's very good with people, which is great because I'm good with, like, the internet stuff, but she's been doing this, like, on the ground for years, the networking, the relationship building. So where I have, like, the social media, she's better in person. Where I'm not organized, she's on top of everything. So it's great. I don't know. I had a really good feeling. And also, we do have a lot of other things in common. Like, we're very both hardworking. Mm. We're moms, very, like, family-oriented. She's a hustler. Like, I knew that from when I asked her. Like, I knew she was a hustler. That was something that
y'all
brought
me to
her.
Y'all from the East Coast, right? Y'all
I mean, if it's to be, it's to me type of mentality. But, like, when you're coming and you're the sole breadwinner of your family and you know that you're the only one that's pulling the train, you pull a little harder. That's exactly kind of
you're the sole breadwinner of your family, is that what you said?
Absolutely, 100%.
You are too, huh?
Yep. Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys? Today's episode is brought to you by Cinch. If you're ready to take your commercial cleaning business to the next level, we have you covered. Maybe you're struggling with how to bid, how to create professional-looking proposals, or just how to ensure your customers' accounts are actually being cleaned at night. Introducing Cinch Janitorial Software. Cinch is a simple, user-friendly software that eliminates these types of struggles that you probably know all too well. Cinch simplifies your entire process and will supercharge your success because they remove paperwork headaches while creating a scalable, efficient, and profitable cleaning business. Get your free demo of Cinch at cleancinch.com. They're here to turn your business into a success story. That's CleanCinch, CINCH.com. It's simple. It's Cinch.
That's for some reason I know. I've known you guys. For some reason, that's never clicked until right this second.
Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So
very real quick before we move out of the partnership, because I have a feeling we're about to take a hard left. I know he's about to take a hard left. Don't lose your question though. Don't lose your question.
I won't.
I would 1,000% agree with that, what you guys just said with the partnership. I think you said something very cool, which is I have to try to keep up with her. That's a lot. Like that, we're very similar, and we keep up with each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's going to be seasons. He's definitely more on the creative and like getting that, and great leader for the team, a little more empathy than I used to have. But yeah, no, it's that partnership. You guys are pretty good partners, especially because you guys are about to tackle something that is, we all don't realize how big that hill is.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good hill, but now you gotta kind of.
But there's a hill.
Strap that weight together. Now it's gonna be a good time, and so just surround yourself with good people. I love where this partnership is going.
She also like makes me feel more at ease about things because like. Mm. I go with the flow because I understand that, like, this is just, you know, a journey. But she's like, it's going to happen. Like, we're going to do it. And, like, she's just so confident in it that I'm just like, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. Jody said so. Like,
Jody said that. I love that. Where does that confidence come from?
I think just from being in the industry and aligning ourselves, like our networks are completely different, but we're merging them together now. And, you know, I'd say the confidence comes from the fact of I've watched from the background. I've studied. Mm. I know where to align and where not to align now.
Mm.
And that when in the beginning, you don't know that. Like you're just grabbing money and contracts and you're just doing all the things. But when you've clearly lost everything in the business like I did and I had to rebuild, I knew where to go the next time.
That's so interesting.
Like when you get off of your knees and you're able to move and you propel yourself forward, you do it in a different way.
Hmm.
Oh my God, we're about to pull threads.
Yeah.
Maybe. But James, do you want to ask your question still? Or
just yeah.
Play? Okay, go for it.
It's even more relevant.
Okay, now, beautiful.
So knowing a little bit of both of you, Jody, I don't even know if you know this. This is kind of a full circle moment for me because when we met you in Chicago 3 years ago, we walked into this room. There's all these big time there's these big time cleaning companies, right? Here are two guys with this podcast, no cleaning company.
Bro, no. And the first, we didn't even have a podcast.
You're right. Maybe we
didn't have a podcast. We just had Dave Porter.
Anyways, yes. But here we were, no cleaning company. Right? We're at this cleaning event and we're like, holy cow. And like, I never really see like Angel get like rattled or like a little bit nervous, but he's like, dude, I'm like uncomfortable. I don't know what to do. I was like, okay, fuck it. I got to take at least some initiative here if he's kind of feeling like weird. And I just walked up to you and you were the first person I met.
I remember.
And
that.
You were
I was in the back.
Yeah. I still have your business card that you gave me from 3 years ago. And I got a sense of, one, you have a very pure heart. And I'm going to talk about I'm going to ask my question in just a second here. I got a sense of just learning and like kind of watching you over the past 3 years of like some, like you're a survivor. And then when I got the chance to meet Carolyn and hear your story about being a young mother and like just like your hustle. And actually, a lot of the stuff we talked about off camera.
Yeah.
I got the same like survivorship mentality. And so when I saw you two team up, because I knew you years before her. And when we did the podcast, I didn't know you guys were working together. And I was like, look at these two strong survivors. So like you're talking about being the breadwinner. You're talking about lifting yourself up from your knees and like pulling yourself back up. Mm. Where's that survivorship come from?
It's the only thing I've ever known. I mean, like literally it's one of those things. Like I was a caregiver in my occupational therapy days I spent my whole life.
You did? Oh, what the heck? I didn't know that.
Being a caregiver, like literally. Yeah. And so like from an early age, I knew that I knew people well, you know what I mean? I could feel their energy and that empathy and that, it's almost, it's weird because some of my son's friends are like, dude, man, your mom, like, she reads the energy of everybody that I meet. And literally I do. But like, in my therapy days, it was when they couldn't talk to me. They were brain injured mm-hmm. patients, or they had Alzheimer's, you know, dementias, like, and you had to pull it out of them. You had to sit there. You had to study them. You had to look them in the eye. And like, energy meets every person that you meet has an energy. And I've really learned to take a step back from people whose energy is not in a point and in a light that I want to accept. And like, through that, like, before I would just take everybody, I'm going to love them, they're going to be better, like, I'm going to teach everybody to do better. And sometimes that just doesn't happen. Yeah. You know, and even in business, you know, you find ways of like, this isn't aligning for me, or this customer isn't for me, or whatever. But man, I honestly pull back to that every time. I am a survivor because, you know, I lost my dad at a very young age. My mom was a very tenacious person, but she showed up for us, and now she's been, battling cancer, as yeah. you both know. And my whole entire life has changed through these last, since I met you guys. I mean, that wasn't a diagnosis that I think that she had when I met you.
That's correct.
It came shortly thereafter. But this cleaning business has allowed me to be able to provide care for her 100%. And when I scaled and I lost everything, and then on top of it, I was going to lose her. Like, my whole life was like, oh my God, do something, you know, like, don't stay stuck and don't be whiny about it. Don't be a whiny little, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell my kids that all the time. I'm like, what are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? It's like, so when you fail and you fail forward and you fail a lot, you know, when you do get up, you're like, okay, the one thing that you can't do is stay stuck. And don't feel sorry for yourself. Figure it out.
Don't stay stuck.
Figure it out. Don't stay stuck. Keep moving. Pivot, 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 pivot. Life's going to bring you another opportunity. Okay, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to pivot. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to grow, you know, and I'm going to keep doing that. And that's what brought you guys to where you're at today, right?
I don't know.
Oh, we can pull. I don't know.
God, I think so.
To where I'm at. I don't know at this point. But no, I have something that I want to ask for y'all, because James brought it to the survivor part. All right. Okay, here we go. I like these questions. This is good, though. Like, I'm already learning a lot from y'all that I felt like I had a sense of, but that I didn't know in the concrete way. It's almost like the concrete was barely settling type of thing, right? Like, there's things that you guys have probably learned from being here in Dallas and, like, hanging out that you're probably seeing a different side of us that you're like, oh, I didn't... that's interesting. I didn't know that, right? So here's my question. I'm trying to figure out how to word it. Hold on.
Just ask. Yeah.
So there's a new business. There's a new partnership. Life is life of what you guys have been through. At what point do you guys turn it from survivor mentality to victorious mentality?
Great question.
Because I've always told my story, and one mentor came to me once and he's like, yo, I've heard that story so many fucking times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know why I shouldn't cuss. And I'm like, well, that's kind of... And he's like, no, you're no longer in that story. If you keep telling that story, you keep putting your story here instead of eliminating that and building upon the space that has yet to come. And so how do we go from I'm a survivor and a hustler to I'm victorious and I'm a business owner, I'm a CEO, right, like, is there anything that needs to happen? Yeah,
I feel like
we're there. I think so.
Yeah, I feel like what you were saying. I feel like I'm there, but I don't recognize it sometimes.
Well, but you did recognize it. If not, you wouldn't say I'm not there.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true. So let me think.
We're definitely in there.
It's kind of like I'm gonna be am I gonna have $1 million in my bank account at one point? Sure. Mm-hmm. I know I'm there, but the wire transfer taking a little longer, right? Like, behaviors are ahead of success. I do agree with that, totally. But it sounds like you're recognizing that there's a new season, a new page that just turned.
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel it. Like, I feel very aligned with what I'm doing. I didn't before, up until recently. I don't have any, like, I don't worry anymore. Like, I used to worry about, like, making money, right? Or like being able to take care of things. And now it's just, it's coming, like, it's flowing. And I believe that it's because where I'm at is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I've done so many things. I did the cleaning business. I was stuck on hitting a certain number, right? But maybe that was not my, that's not how I'm going to make my millions. I know this already. It might be partially, you know, it'll add to it, but that's not it. But like now at this season of my life, like you said, I feel so at peace with what I'm doing. It's like, I'm no longer trying to reach this next goal because I know that I'm already like hitting all my goals in the process.
100%.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, I think for me also, I don't need to convince someone with what I feel like we're working towards.
There you go.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
I know that it's there and it's 100% going to hit the United States and it's aligning with the people who can bring it. And that's exactly what we're doing. I mean, our connections, it's all about connections also. Like, I think that one of the things in this industry is you need to network and you need to grow from other people. You need to see mistakes. You need to see your own mistakes. You need to feel your feelings through them. But me, it's the confidence knowing that I've got something no one else got here. We have something that no one else has. It's not in the United States, but it's proven in 75 different countries and 6 continents. How can it not hit here? So that confidence is something that I think I feel like we own, and we're owning, it here in Dallas. We came here for a reason. Like, we're here with you guys because of the connections that we have.
Yeah.
That know, like, trust. You know, that being able to say, look, you know, we are transparent about who we are and what we are. And how we move forward and like aligning ourselves with people that are moving in the industry also, like, you know, Dan here at Integrity Facility Solutions. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Shout out to Dan.
Yeah. I got to tell you, like, he's the first person that I met when we were sitting and cleaning in cocktails.
Really?
And that's cool. And
wait, that's the person you met?
He
and
was
you
sitting,
were the first person
he
we
was
met?
Sitting, he was sitting beside me and just this quiet person. And I said, Integrity is the one thing. He is just the calmest person and just the calmest soul. And I just remember him saying to me, I said, I don't ever want to do subcontracting. He's like, but you can, you know, in my ear. And I was like, no. I was like, build a program, you know, and maybe I'll do it, you know. But like through these years, he's been a constant friend to me and a mentor, you know, and just a calm presence.
Total calm presence. So
I would agree with that.
Amazing.
I have to dive in on something you just said. Yeah. I want to ask both of you guys this. You talk about it's important to network in this industry and connections in this industry. I could not agree more. I think that's critical in life. As big of an opportunity that there is within the industry, this is still a very small, like the cleaning community, like everyone kind of knows everyone for the most part. You get what I'm saying. We were just talking about discernment on another podcast, how to discern, you know, the right message from the wrong message. You talked about alignment with people. When you're out there networking, you're connecting, you're trying to navigate, you know, the fluidity of business. How do you discern the right connections, alignment, maybe?
It's a good question.
Yeah, to progress forward.
You guys have been in the industry. And like you said in the beginning, it's like I think Chris was saying in the last podcast, like, it's like a baby. Like, I'm just grabbing and eating everything. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yay. And that's how we were too. And then you start growing or like working out, you start getting your calluses. You're like, okay, this one. So for those that are new or even how you guys do it, how do you guys discern now? Oh, I want to be around a Dan. We're here in a podcast,
I
want to
be around
a
Carolyn or
yeah,
Jody.
Like, because you discern partnership too now.
Yeah.
Because in ISSA, like, I went, I was like, oh my God, there's so many people. So many influencers, so many good things, so many great, amazing people. So many.
And also some things, it's like, not for me.
Right.
Yeah. So how do y'all discern now?
For me, I would say, because this is kind of new to me more than Jody, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt at first, right? Because I'm just maybe too kind. So I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt until there's a reason why I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't like that they do that or they said that. And then I'll kind of stick to what I know. But I always like just try to meet people. And I think I'm pretty good at reading people also. Like you mentioned that Jody was pure earlier. And I also got that from talking to her. And I get that from a lot of people. Like when I talk to you guys, I'm like, okay, he's genuine. He's a genuine person. Like, I'm sure you know also, like, when you meet somebody, you might be like, wait a minute. Yeah. I don't know why, but I'll tell her, but like, I don't know why, but like that person, I'm like, I don't know if I like her, Jody. And she's just like, well, I'm going to let you decide that on your own, you know, but she always has like the backstory though, which I love about Jody. Cause I'll be like, give me the rundown about this person. Right. Cause she knows so much.
Yeah.
But I would say just giving people a chance for sure. And also just, going to making sure you put yourselves in those rooms, right? So like your event, making like that was my goal for last year and I didn't get to go, but this year, like, you know, I'm gonna be sure to go there. Because why do I want to go to your event specifically? Because the people that come to your event are the Dans, are the Babcos, are the everyone that I would want to be like somehow, whether it's cleaning business wise or maybe just like entrepreneur wise, or like some of them are great mothers, providers. You guys are great at podcasting. So just like going into the rooms where you can be around people that you want to be better like, is really important. And then you get to decide, okay, this person's not right. You know what? Let me try this again, you know?
Because
I will say, Angel, you were like, you kind of intimidated me a little bit when we met.
I get that a lot. Apparently I rub, well, we talked about the whole rubbing people. No,
yeah,
I won't. But like some people, like they meet me and they're like,
I think you're
a little.
So James is very easygoing. You're a little bit harder. He's
like a marshmallow. Yeah. Like people love like that. You know what I've noticed
every time?
No. Again. Even remember the first cleaning and cocktails? Like I didn't really like you introduced us to Raquel, Carla. There was a few other, and they were like magnetically attracted to James. Like James had the room going, and I'm just here on the side. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just hanging out. I'm like, I'm gonna let him work the room, but then I ended up connecting with like Peter Bolin, like the one guy that's all tatted and stuff. And I'm like, somehow me and him click. So I was like, and Ulysses. And so I was like, different vibes.
Yeah.
But I do get that a lot.
Yeah. I think you're just a little bit more standoffish. But I will say that spending more time with you and getting to know you more, I was telling Jody, I was like, I'm going to make him crack. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, he's going to be nice.
Super nice. Make me cry.
No, you are. No, just but meaning like even you're a little bit guarded. That's like, but that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You are a little bit guarded, but I feel like a lot of people are like that. Like I have friends that are like that too, and they just kind of sit back and they observe and then they make the decision later, right?
So I think
that's not a bad thing.
I think Angel
is very cool. I love when people give me.
It's so funny, like man, because I have a different relationship with Angel.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we know all sides of our friendship and relationship. I think intensity sometimes intimidates people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's intense.
Oh, I hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jody's intense, too.
I hear that a lot. Like, people are like, you're super passionate. And, like, you know, that sometimes it people don't know how to take it. And they're taking a step back.
And we also don't know how to dispense it.
But you guys, yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I come in, guns blazing.
But I think both of you guys actually share this.
Light that stuff on fire.
You can be intense. But I believe both. I always say this about Angel, and I know this to be true from what I know about you, is like, yeah, he's intense and he's direct, but he always has genuine intention.
Yes.
Right.
And so if you have genuine intention, I can roll with you.
Yeah.
So, no, that's really well said.
I would agree with that, though. We went to our trip, and our team was like, man, I thought this guy was going to, like, we thought you were very standoffish. We thought you were very, like, maybe like a bitter person. And I was like, what? And I'm like, what? I'm like the most selfless person.
Yeah.
But I love people. But now I became aware of it. So now I try to be a little bit more, show it a little bit more. Right? Show the little grace a little bit.
But. Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's so funny. I think it's also, it's the East Coast, man. East Coast. She's like, okay, connections. Speaking of connections, Angel.
No, because New like, York, but that was New just Jersey like to go people. Back to the point that like some people Staten you have Island. To give like
yeah exactly
sometimes
yeah.
you have to give people a second chance, right? Because my first impression,
I'm just happy I got a
my first impression. I was like, oh, I don't think he's gonna like me. Like I don't know. But then like getting to know you a little bit more. And
here's
talking
a question:
to you.
Do you think that's because you learned more about me, or that's because more of you? Because you just said, oh, I don't know how I feel about him because I don't know if he'll like me.
Mm-hmm.
Was that more about you or about me?
I would still say about you.
Yeah, there you go. Never mind then.
No, but like.
No, it makes sense though. You're not the first. If you were the only one that's told me this, then I would be like.
It's not a bad thing at all. It's actually like James said, it could be like that intensity. Like, and it does come from your genuine place. Like, yeah. I can tell that you do have, like, certain, like, morals and stuff like that, which are extremely respectable. So that's also, you know, a plus for sure.
Yeah.
What about you?
Apparently,
Miss Networker.
It just turned into therapy for me. Oh, I'm over here, like, writing my feelings and shit.
No, you guys are both awesome. Like, literally, you guys are both awesome.
So, all right, rephrase.
Discernment, I know, networking, people. How do you navigate alignment?
So I'll tell you what, in the beginning, I was just looking to make connections for myself. But I'll tell you what I've done, and we've talked about this, is every year I had a goal from when I had to rebuild. It was like, okay, where am I at now? Where do I want to be? And how am I going to get there? And every year I would come up with that intention, so to speak. Like, okay, this is where I'm going to set my efforts, and I'm gonna grow. So what I did was I looked at programs. I looked at Debbie Sardone's program with CBF for the residential line. You know, I aligned myself with cleaning and cocktails. To be honest, I think the issue was putting myself in rooms, and that has evolved, and it continues to evolve. And where that discernment is now is where I started. I don't look at people the same. You know, as I've scaled my business, as I've learned what I've learned failed forward, like that has changed, and it's continuing to change. So Jody today, with where we're at financially as a company, with where I'm at with the positions that I participate in, the efforts that I put in the industry with participating in an ISSA and, you know, being a route ambassador and, like, you know, doing all the things, that continues to change. And so now when I look at a room and I look at the networking, it's completely at a different level than it was when I started. Like, I got to go to the Clean Biz Network, and that was a whole different network of people that I didn't know. And, like, they didn't know me as well as, you know, as the industry does, you know, with the Raquels and, you know, and Juan and Regina and all of them, you know, that started with the cleaning and cocktails. I think the relationships that we built way back when we started, all of us have linked, and look at all the amazing things that everybody's doing in the industry. How crazy is that, right? 100%. But the commonality of that was, how do we keep moving ourselves forward? And that's what this whole entire group did, even you guys, from the time that we met. That's what makes it different. And it's kind of cool that Carol's kind of coming back in and seeing, like, this group and how they've moved and the growth that we've all had. It's just been huge. So,
You said something that I don't think a lot of people think about, which is seeing the progress and the growth. That's also part of alignment and discernment. Because you're right. I've met people that I look at them 2-3 years, and again, life is life. Life will hit you. I'm not talking just business. I'm talking about, like, did they grow within the last 2-3 years? If they didn't, you start kind of see them fall off from your network, right? Because you gotta. There's a certain level of standard. Like, there's a certain level of excellence. Like, I think that's where the intensity comes in. Like, we require a level of excellence, but we also require it from those around us, right? We can't just require from yourself. If you're going to be in my circle, if my time and my effort, my intention goes towards y'all, like right now that we're doing this, then I 100% expect y'all to deliver, just like you guys would expect that we would come in here and ask the good questions and set y'all up for success. Like, it's all part of that different type of, almost like sisterhood and brotherhood versus just network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is kind of cool, though, when you start to align with those people and over years watch growth within the industry. And you mentioned, like, the Raquels of the world and Juan and Regina. Like, one, people with great hearts. And one thing about this industry is, like, I really do believe this industry has a very immense hunger to learn. Like, commercial cleaning has such a hunger to learn. It just always amazes me. And then you watch that desire to learn turn into growth. And that's a really good point.
Like, see, I feel really blessed that they were the people that I aligned with when we started.
Totally.
And we're still, I mean, that group, when we came to your event, like 100%, like, we even adopted people who didn't, they actually, like, canceled their hotel and came to stay with us in the Airbnb because the women that we move with are, you know, they're powerhouse women, man. Yeah, they're independent women, you know. And that's the thing is, like, even back to you guys, a shout out to you guys is, like, I didn't get to come to the first event because my mom was too ill. And I was so disappointed. And everyone's like, oh, man, like, you missed it. Like, it was really intense. That second one blew me away. like 100% blew me away. I walked out of there and I told Carol, and we actually have had several conversations about what that event had done for me personally. And I told her, I said, you can't miss it. Like, and if we're going to be moving forward with Oxygen Powered, like, this is, I want to support them. I want to be able to do that, because when I walked out of that, there wasn't a dry eye at one point in that room. The level of intensity and the power, not just the power of the emotions, but the leaders, all of them, every single person standing up, didn't matter what size company you were coming from. When you stood in that circle, we were all equal parts. And like, there was a lot of emotional release in some of the stuff that we did. There was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of self-reflection. What kind of leader am I? How do I lead my family?
Yeah.
How can I lead in even just the personal issues that I have going through? Like, to say, like, you got to sometimes just release it and let it go and say, okay, trust in God and just say, look, it's not my hands, it's in yours. I'm going to pray about it. How many times have you guys asked me through this last couple of years, what can we do? What can we pray for you for? Like, what can we do for you? Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
People don't do that. It's not even a level of just doing business. That's just heart.
Well, that's what people should
do. It's so funny because I actually went through a conversation. Me and you don't really like talk a lot through message. We talk, but it's usually that. It's, hey, how can I pray for you?
Yeah.
And then you respond. And then we respond to each other. And then we stop. We go dark. And then it's like a random message. Hey, where do you need support? Like, that's been our whole relationship throughout the whole past. And it's been awesome. Like, every time people ask me, like, who's in your circle? And I'm like, Raquel, Carla, Jody. Like, right? Like, it's like, well, do you guys talk often? Do you guys do? Well, not really, but we're there for each other no matter what. And I think that's why I was so glad that you went. I was like, we got to get you out there. I don't know how. Go figure this out. And you were fully participant. Like, you could tell Jody arrived. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But then by the time you left, I could also tell that Jody arrived, if that makes sense.
What'd you...
It was a double person.
What'd you release?
Oof.
For me...
I wanted to ask about it.
For me, I do not have Superwoman on my chest. And I have learned that sometimes I can't just love everyone to be better. And sometimes it's okay to just say that, you know? And sometimes you grow in a different way. You're leaving stuff behind because you know it's not for you anymore. It's not, I cannot dedicate any more energy to it, you know? And also about just being able to thank God for the blessings that I do have. The fact that I'm sitting here right now, that my mom was well enough to be here with you guys and this, and being on this podcast, and you just inviting us to be on this podcast, and just Carol falling into my lap. Like, there's a lot of good things in life. Mm-hmm. I don't want my kids to be bitter, and I don't want them to look at for excuses for why they don't grow or why they don't dream and why they don't keep dreaming, you know, and being a visionary and being able, like, you know, yesterday Coach Burt, when he was on that stage, you know, he made a comment about finding your children's talents early in life and feeding them. And, you know, and that's what popped into my head is I got Stuart, who's 18, just graduated early. He's me. He's me. Mm. But, man, he's me at 18.
Yeah. Right.
Like, not at going to be 52. Like, for him to take those talents now and to understand that, like, that spoke to me yesterday. Like, that's huge. I mean, you have kids, you know.
Yeah.
Carol has kids, and we talked about that last night. Like, that was impactful to me. Had somebody done that, what were my strengths? Well, my strengths were people, and I did that well.
Like, how far we'd all have been.
Yes.
Much further.
Huge in business, you know, because you're going to learn to be able to accent what you do well.
That's fire.
Let that sit, man.
I know.
Mic drop.
Sometimes you just got to let that little, you know, simmer in. But I agree with you. We always say, if you get better at who you are, you get better at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we get thrown the other way. We're like, get better at the skill. And then the person will come and you actually get lost within the skills. And then you're like, wait, why do I know all this stuff? And so it's very cool to see you guys. Like you said, I didn't have Superwoman on my chest. Like, it's cool that you were like, but that wasn't because you got better at cleaning or operations or networking. You already had that. It's because you were like, you got better at who you were or who you are as a mother, as a woman. and it's cool because we get to see it. We don't talk with people a lot, but we watch a lot, so we know where everybody, like, we can see the progression of people, and that's kind of how we build our events. We build our events based on where we see our own attendees are, yeah, and what the next step for them is, and we're like, okay, so they've been coming here 2 years, he's been coming 1 year, this was the breakthrough, right? Like, I have a little deck of, remember we asked you guys to do if you could get one thing out of this, and what would you, like, all that?
We keep those.
I have those in my desk, and I see them every single day, because I'm like, we got to surpass all this to 100 people. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So thank you for participating.
It doesn't matter what you do in business. Like, life's going to intervene, yeah, and ultimately impact your business. And for so long, like, I was guilty of this, and I'm sure everyone can relate. Like, oh, I will get there when my business gets there. Mm-hmm. And it's like actually opposite. My business gets there when I get there. I mean, you look at, like, I think of like an Ernesto Moreno. He stood up at our first event, badass business, badass family.
Beautiful.
Like, yeah, just awesome all around. And he's like, no, I'm not happy. I judge my health a 1 out of 10. He came back the next year and lost 60 pounds.
Wow, that's
60 pounds.
Discipline. Discipline can do that.
Discipline.
And his energy. Did you see his energy?
Yeah, the guy was dancing up there.
He did the little.
Yeah, yeah.
He won like 3 competitions. He was a different man.
But then.
Wow.
But,
beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, so like, I mean, life is going to ultimately intervene in your business. And I think that's the beautiful part about working on who we are as people. Versus working on, like, of course you have to work on your business. That's logistics.
I do want to get into the B2B strategy. I would love to talk a little bit about.
Okay.
That way people can listen to us and be like, oh, okay, I want to get involved. Because I promise you that will get y'all, we'll help y'all there. Here's the question, though. I think people are down to support a product, a service, if they understand the vision. That's why we wanted to make this about y'all. More than about the company, but we're getting there. So here's a question that I have for y'all. You guys ready? Dun dun. Just kidding. So what's next for each of you personally? Not business. We know what's coming. Business. Oh, I'm excited. We're gonna dive deep. But what's next for y'all personally?
So Carol's been pushing me a little bit to do more because I've been mentoring for free. I have been.
Can I sign up, or where are we at with that? I haven't gotten.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah. What do you need? All day long. But seriously, for me, it's been realizing, like, again, back to Coach Burke. How are you monetizing the skills that you have? Like, what is your talent? And that has been being able to help people. But yep. In the beginning, I feel I've been very tainted. I mean, I'm going to say, I'll just be very honest that nobody helped me when I started. I didn't know what I was doing. I had a multi-level marketing company fall into my lap. You know, it kind of opened my eyes with the entrepreneurship, and my family thought I was crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, so I, you know, built a property maintenance business to try to merge into that field. And like, I was just pushing as hard as I could, reading books, trying to evolve myself. And that level of entrepreneurship has evolved me to maintenance, to cleaning, and like, here I am. And so when all that started, I have not been doing that. And I've been helping people because I felt like if I had a knowledge of nugget, a knowledge nugget, then I just want to give it to people knowledge freely nugget. Because nobody did that. There's no science to cleaning. There's no secrets. There is a science to cleaning. That's not what I meant. But there's no secret to cleaning.
Yeah.
Right.
And nobody in our area wanted to like line up and like help me. So like I was just throwing stuff at the wall until something stuck.
Yeah.
And I am very tenacious, and I do have a vision for myself, and I do have a vision to be able to help people. So what's coming next for us is for me is being able to help people a little bit more.
And monetize that.
And monetize that, and just helping people in the right way. Because like not everybody needs to start at, you know, a million plus level. Like they don't need a robust CRM or, you know, you just need their scaling. You need to scale the right way.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, you know, extra programs. Debbie Sardone does an amazing job with residential. Don't get me wrong, but commercial? there's nothing really out. I mean, everybody wants to sell you something, you know, and that's the thing is, like, I want to help people so they're not being, I don't want to say scammed
or taken advantage of.
Not hopping into programs that they're not ready for.
Or don't need.
You know, right. Yeah, like, we see that all the time. Like, Facebook, they scroll, they troll, you know, so to speak. Like, it drives me nuts.
100%.
So that's one thing that I see coming from this is just being able to kind of help people in a better way. You know, and I think that's going to continue to evolve.
For sure. I can see it. Like, Jody has so much talent and, you know, she could literally be making a lot of money, like, just with what she has, which is what is in her head, you know?
What's a lot of money?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
She just said a lot of money.
I love that question.
What's your mental threshold of a lot of money?
Okay, a lot of money. So I would say on top of what she's already bringing in, like an extra like 10, 12 grand a month.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of money is like 250 a year?
I would say an additional income, I would say about 120 a year.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. And with very low overhead.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we
200 bucks a month. Yeah,
I love that question. By the way, sorry, I just I love seeing people's thresholds because then you meet someone else and they're like, yeah, a lot of money, like,
well, additionally,
15 million,
right?
And then you're like, oh, what? Yeah. That's not where my brain went.
Like, yeah, I think the oxygen power is going to blow everything out of the water.
That also.
Especially because, like, you merge, you know, a new product into the United States that no one else has.
Yeah, you have a big
and it's a service-based recurring, you know, revenue-generating thing. But like Carol and I have said, we see space for some women empowerment. And I think you're going to stay tuned for what's coming from us. Like, awesome. we're gonna bring some of the powerhouses together in a way that we haven't had before.
Good.
Just based for just women to be able to pull back to.
What, very interesting.
What's for you personally?
Next. For me personally, next. And you guys,
out of moving out of New Jersey, right? Or are you moving out?
You hear it here first.
No, not yet. Not yet. When my daughter graduates high school, I'm free game. I can go wherever I want.
I'm free game.
Yeah, like
I just heard the New Jersey or New York. I just heard the accent for the first time.
We're gonna all buy boats, right? What kind of boat are you gonna have?
Yeah, what kind of boat?
I'm just gonna get in my car.
I'm gonna have a cat.
I'm gonna get in my car. I'm gonna go grab a bagel.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next? Sorry.
For me, no, it's okay. For me, what's next is I am going to be honing in and learning more and helping the Spanish community more, because what I've seen is that yes, there is a lot of need for mentoring or coaching in the cleaning industry for, you know, the people that speak American English. I'm sorry.
America, right here.
I speak American. I love
people that speak English.
You're in America.
No. I'm telling you, there's such thing as speaking American.
There's a such thing as speaking Texas.
I think it's because we're in Texas. I said speak.
I wish I had the eagle sound effect. I wish I would have programmed it because that would have been it. Like,
God,
you know,
dude, God bless America. Anyways,
we go to football games and we cry when they're doing the national anthem and rolling out the flag. Like, I get very emotional. So there is such thing as. I kind of just want to keep doing this, speaking American. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But I see a huge need for the Spanish community needing help. As Jody mentioned, I have a lot of clients. I've been pushing myself to take calls in Spanish and learning Spanish more and understanding. But what I'm getting a lot from the Spanish community is that they are getting scammed. They are getting taken advantage of. And truly, that bothers me to even more of an extent than, you know, people that speak English, just because I know from watching my grandparents and watching a lot of other people that immigrated here work so hard for the little bit of money that they do make, right? Because they don't know how to price properly. Mm-hmm. They don't know the techniques. But then for people to work so hard and then give, whether it's a couple hundred or thousands of dollars to media agencies and coaches and these courses and stuff. And then they get these websites built. But the moment they stop paying that maintenance fee, it's gone.
I'm
always making a new website for somebody that had a website, but now they, or even worse, they pay for Google ads to get made. And this has to be illegal, but once they stop paying for that company to handle their ads, they will go in and delete everything. that they've ever done for them.
Really?
Yes. They'll take some of your testimony.
They will make sure to add their name.
Sadly, it's not illegal because of the way they're setting it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's similar to
right.
the hosting of the website right. where they
it's
own
just
the
immoral.
Site, but it's immoral.
Right. Yeah, it's immoral. You're
yeah,
right.
We've
it
taken
is immoral.
Out, we've taken clients out of these situations, and we know how to handle them now, so we'll be right. like, just put a call with us. And
yeah, so I like helping them a lot. It's like very,
wild,
it makes me feel yeah. so good because they're like, genuinely like they're in despair, like, oh, you don't understand, he's threatening to take my Google My Business down. And I'm just like, let's get on a call. I removed him as a manager. I'm like, you don't have to worry anymore. And they're just like, gracias, gracias, you know. So like that for me, like I want I'm gonna push myself to learn more Spanish, get fluent at it.
So you're literally learning Spanish just to help, like,
yes,
that's
a ver, ¿sabes español?
Sí, yo entiendes todo, pero yo puedo hablar, you know, más o menos.
Tú necesito ayuda, call Angel.
Yeah.
There you go. See, he's learning. We're all learning Spanish. Do you know Spanish?
No.
No? Okay. You we'll have get her. To hold it. No, this is like, your task right here.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I love it.
That's
I
good.
I love it.
That's good.
I actually, sorry, I have to tell you something. Do. My Spanish teacher, shout out Juarez, Mexico. she is always trying to help me, and like I hope to do a podcast in Spanish one day.
Oh, nice.
No hope.
And yeah, and I think it has to be like more in this setting versus like me just speaking one on one because that would be a really dense conversation and one sided probably. but with you, like I'll always like with people like our producer here who refuses to speak Spanish with me. I don't know if it's because he's Irish or whatever, but
you're Mexican.
Dude, I
don't talk to him in English anymore. Yeah, just for that.
Anyways, with Carolyn, I was like, I don't know if she speaks Spanish, and like we kind of went back and forth with each other, and I got the feeling like you and I were like messaging like igualmente and all this stuff, and I was like, I don't think she speaks like Spanish like fluently.
We're both probably using Google Translate.
Yeah, no, I don't. I refuse to try to use Google unless I have to.
Yeah.
But I was telling my Spanish teacher, she's like always asking about the podcast. And I was like, yeah, you know, I interviewed this girl. I think, I'm not sure if she spoke Spanish or not. She's like, well, when that releases, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. And my Spanish teacher, shout out Rocio, she was like, don't worry, James. She's learning just like you. I was like, we didn't even speak. Like, how do you even know?
Oh, she's like, a good teacher.
She's like, we just know.
She's learning. Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting.
So
I love
hard.
It's kind of hard, but like the words are so similar. I feel like in English, not American, that it definitely opens a lot of doors.
That's a new thing now.
I love it.
From what I understand from our group of women, and there's Brazilians and Mexicans, and they're all from all over the place. They say you need to watch movies and the subtitles.
Yes.
And just listen.
100%.
100% in Spanish. That's what you should be doing.
I send them.
Have I done
I send
that
them rapping
fully?
Music.
Not yet, but like I have a goals to be able to do it. So
you just gotta endorse. You just gotta like immerse yourself and just start speaking and doing crazy stuff and
just grow a business down in Mexico and like
that's it. Yeah,
you don't even gotta go to Mexico.
6 months, man.
Just like, walk to any community here.
Well, true. I mean, welcome to Dallas, but
yeah, I know. Welcome. There's a big community of a lot of them everywhere. We're
definitely
everywhere.
That's really cool though.
Now I feel like I need to learn a language just hanging out with y'all.
You gotta learn American, bro.
you're learning America.
All right, y'all, so let's get into it. Right, I appreciate the first half of this podcast, or the first hour. I'm glad that I got to learn about y'all, because now I understand why there's going to be so much fire coming into this next venture, the next venture that could turn into the only venture. That every time you have a big idea, like we've had, it's like, ooh, I could see
this
being
is it, right?
my mm-hmm. thing,
yeah.
our thing, mm-hmm. right? And so real quick, one more time so that we could be fresh on listeners' mind or eyes if they're watching. Tell us a little bit about this new venture. Name?
For sure. So the name of the product that we're bringing into the U.S. market is called Oxygen Supreme. As Jody mentioned, we are in 75 other different countries. We're just breaking into the U.S. market. Honestly, it's a great product. If you ever have air fresheners, even in your home. You put them up on your commercial accounts. This is like no other. Like that's
how many cleaning companies or facility services? Because most of our listeners are facility mm-hmm. services. We do get some residential. I actually have a few people I want you guys to meet. Just putting that there so I don't forget. Okay. Is that a big thing to do in the commercial account? I don't think I've ever heard of a lot of parts and supplies for them to be like air fresheners. Yep. I know there's a lot of toiletry, linen, things like that, but not, I didn't know air fresheners were a thing.
We've learned a lot. Yeah. So
or are they not a thing? I don't know.
No, they are. So going into this, I wasn't sure either. That's why when Jody said, let's do it, I listened to her because she does so much more commercial than I do. So I didn't know that odor control was such a problem. Like, you know, that's just like an added extra.
Totally.
Yeah.
But from testing this in our markets with our own clients, we've done this for a few months now. We learned who really needs it, who doesn't, and who like our ideal client or end user is. So if you are,
would you mind giving us some insight into that?
Yeah, I would
love
to
know, like,
so if you're a commercial cleaning company or facilities maintenance, then the washrooms, there's always an odor issue, right?
Mm.
Every time somebody uses a bathroom, we leave an odor behind. It's just, you can't avoid
it. It's natural.
Yeah, it's natural. So anyone that has, you know, a number of bathrooms, assisted living facilities, trash rooms. Yeah, yes. Office building, bathrooms, pet groomers, schools, daycares,
high-rise apartment buildings, the refuse, the recycling rooms, all of that have a scent, you know, a smell, and you want to be able to provide an experience. You know, this is more than just a product; it's actually a service. Mm. So we're bringing this to the United States based off of a service and a recurring service. So it's. It's about replacing that and providing continuous scent from a 30, 60, 90-day perspective. And there really isn't anything on the market that gives that guarantee.
Right.
So, like, it is a very unique.
A contractor, like a cleaning company.
Yes.
I would it's a B2B approach. So I would come do business with you, but then I'm not reselling the product. I'm bundling it into my.
Right. You're using it as an upsell.
Mm-hmm. It's an add-on. It's an add-on.
So do you guys like help people like price that out? Like,
yeah, have you guys tested pricing or what's that game plan like?
Yeah, so we do have different pricing tiers. We actually are in the process of building a sales course to help the cleaning companies or the facility managers pitch the product. So we've been doing everything ourselves with Jody's son too. He's been doing amazing at getting these dispensers on the wall. So a lot of trial and error we've been doing.
Shout out to Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart, he's been great. Stu is the man. I told him he's going to be helping us with the sales course or training. So we go over the benefits of the product itself for the client, for the cleaning company, how you can be more profitable, how to price it out, how to pitch it, and how to continually make money off of something that's hanging on the wall.
Okay, so like let's say we're in a big-ass building.
Right, sure.
We're in a big-ass building right now. We're on the 20th floor, beautiful downtown Dallas. Let's say you're the cleaning company that cleans this building, right? And I'm listening to this. Am I putting this obviously in bathrooms and all of this? But then help me envision the rollout if it's because I know this building, I heard it's 35 years old. There's some, it looks nice. It is nice, but there's some maintenance that needs to be done on 20 floors. So how do you roll this out?
Do you want to talk?
Do
you
want to?
Yeah. How do you identify points in?
Yeah, there you go. That's
that,
a better
that
question.
Requires
That's a great question.
From oxygen.
Yeah.
So from a commercial standpoint, for myself, this is something that we're adding to every single contract that we push out. So for right now, we'll say office building right here. So it could be placed in the elevator if there's smells in the elevator to eliminate smells and to neutralize smells. It can be placed in all the bathrooms. It could be placed in a break room for people reheating their foods and things like that, they're making fish or whatnot, So it's not just about placement in washrooms. It's also about providing experience of fragrance or removing scents and neutralizing scents. So this is a product that actually attacks malodor in the air and it neutralizes it. Mm. It is a NASA medical driven technology. So it's a constant flow of oxygen from this NASA cell that provides the air that disperses the fragrance into a filter. And that filter, like, scent's an issue. Like, sometimes you want to neutralize, sometimes you want to provide a scent. It depends on the traffic of the bathroom and the location. So there is an environmental assessment that is needed. So there is some education, like Carol said. So we are basically providing that to people who are aligning with us to constantly help them to understand what fragrances should be used where, what types, is it low, medium, heavy intensity, you know, is the air value there that, you know, there's placement value too. Like, it can't be near a door or a fan, like things like that. Like,
yeah,
there
because
is,
then it doesn't do its part.
Right. So it, you know, it would disperse more, you know, of that. So,
but initially washrooms is where we would start in every building, any type of client that you have, the bathroom, well, there's always an odor.
Make sure you guys get a some form of environmental checklist that's assessment that somebody can do without talking to you guys.
Yes. That's a good one. That'll be without, in the sales program, basically.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Why go with my brain starts going everywhere, bro. Why go with contractors versus directly to the building, the property managers?
Because, well, that's also one of the areas that we'll be.
So you will be going up.
Oh, yeah. Building service contractors? Oh, yes. Property managers, property maintenance companies, cleaning companies, those are the people that can take the service and run with it because they're the boots on the ground.
Yeah.
The Babcocks of the world, you know, that are servicing and they're doing the one-stop shop. Hey, yeah, I can do all this. And now we can do odor control in the refuse rooms and provide that. And it's a really nice add-on. There isn't really a service in the United States. So there's a couple that we could name that are competitive that provide odor control as part of their service, but they don't do all the things. So why not add it to like the cleaning, you know, and it just pairs itself really nicely.
Now I understand what you're
saying. So would this be a preventative maintenance tool potentially as well? Like, obviously not just if you have a problem, but maybe like even if it's a new build?
Yes. New construction? Really? New construction? Oh, absolutely. Especially in high-rise luxury apartments. They want to diffuse stuff through the air system. You know, this is... You can, you know, there's different filters, and actually the building that we're in here in Dallas actually has some type of filter, and every time Carol and I step out, we're like, wow, like...
That smells
but
nice,
what's,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, what's the value of that versus, you know, these smaller dispensers, and, you know, how can we merge into that, and where do we go with that product next?
Does it have
scent
then, or is it just odor control?
It is both.
Both, so you have both options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so every scent does have a neutralizer. So every scent does neutralize any odors, like it actually attacks it, gets rid of it. But then we have a bunch of different scents depending on where you need them. So my father owns a mechanic shop. It smells like oil and like, you know, mechanic stuff.
WD-40.
Yeah, WD-40. And the bathrooms smell terrible. So we put them in there and it's like, it smells beautiful. And it, you know, it's never smelled like that in 30 years. So he's just like... Wow, this does not smell like a mechanic shop. Like, this is nice.
Yeah.
So for him, you know, we go with like a little bit of a stronger odor, smaller bathrooms, lighter odors, because some people are sensitive. Some people don't like certain smells.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this
does
is like
job.
Rest stop, truck stops,
sure.
Like, you
trains.
Know, people that have, yeah, you know, anywhere that you have high traffic. Some of our commercial clients have 365. They've got, you know, multiple people coming through, and the volume requires some type of odor control, and it's been really, really good.
What's up, Profitable Cleaner listeners? Quick question for you. Are you using 5 to 7 different platforms just to manage the everyday operations of your commercial cleaning company? If so, let us help you consolidate that into one platform. Introducing you, USource. Go to usource.com, book your free demo today, and actually get started on your trial for 60 days. No charge for 60 days, all from time and attendance to reporting, vendor management, operations, sales. It's time you stop using 5 to 7 platforms and consolidate into one. So listeners, don't forget, go to usource.com and start your account today.
So we're called the Profitable Cleaner.
Yes.
And we're about making profits at the end of the day if we're in business. If I'm a cleaning company and, like, let's say I have multiple facilities, this is an issue. how would they incorporate this into their business model outside of just like an upsell? Like what does an upsell even mean?
There's only an upsell, right? It's a service. Right?
Yeah, it's a service and it's per dispenser. So you're making recurring revenue based off of dispenser that you have on the wall. Right. So the more dispensers you have, the more your revenue is going to, you know, increase. And it's spaced out of 52 weeks a year. So like, how about having that add on or a pre-bill prior to the service being so that, you know, a lot of these commercial companies, they're always chasing 30, 60, you know, some 90 days, depending on what level of finance that you're dealing with these, some of the companies. This gives you revenue that's just constant. It's just flowing.
Yeah. And people aren't just going to place this and like want to take it down, like cancel services. No, yeah. It's more solidified revenue.
Yeah. They're going to love it so much that it's something that they're going to want constantly. So
you take the monkey off their back. So basically is like, having a product that doesn't work or having a product that works for the first 15 minutes and then it doesn't work, you know, or like, you know, it works for 5 days and then the rest of the month you're still smelling other things. Like that's kind of what we're seeing right now is what's in the industry, and it's not, they're very not effective products.
Yeah.
There's a B2B and a B2C approach. Now I understand now I know how you can go to like an HOA or a resident.
Yes.
Because now my brain is going, but I'll stay in the B2B realm. It could also be like could it be a customer retention tool, depending on the, because I'm thinking like depending on the price, maybe I eat the cost of what this is, but I enroll my clients into an order control program for quote unquote for free if I have those finances, right?
Like, right,
because there's certain companies, I was talking to someone where it's like maybe the net payment terms are not 60, they're 30, but you say, hey, by the way, since you've been with us, I'm gonna roll you out this order control, I've noticed this. You don't have to pay anything for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But now you solidified that 1 year agreement. So I could totally see this playing. You could play this for profit. You could play this for customer retention, which brings more profit down the line.
And new business.
Very
like you could go after things that you wouldn't have serviced before.
That's so true.
Depending, like for us, for assisted living facilities, here's an example. You know, me being in OT for 30 years, one of the issues that they had is if you had a dual room that had one resident that was incontinent and one that wasn't, that other person's having to smell that. Not only, you know what I'm saying? So you walk into a facility and you're smelling, you walk by a room, you're thinking, well, they're not cleaning that room. They're not paying attention to that person's needs, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah,
and we've actually piloted it in Mount Joy in one of the assisted living facilities, and it actually neutralized the smell of several of their residents who were incontinent in the room. So that did a couple things. One, it allows the fact that they're actually doing what they say they're supposed to be doing, because the product that they had like an inch and a half. And at the end of that time, there was maybe still liquid in there. So they know that whatever they were providing wasn't even doing it because you couldn't smell it.
Yeah.
So then here we come along with this thing, and they're like, what is this? This is amazing. Now their staff is willing to go in the room to provide the service in order to get, you know, and do all the things without complaining. Nobody wants to go in a room that smells like that. And nobody wants to have a family member be in a room or an environment 100%. That smells like that, especially if you're paying and that person's not family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you imagine sharing just because you can't financially pay for your own room. So,
the customer experience of their own customers,
right,
too, as well. You're right.
Yeah, their patients.
Because I think there's, I could totally see that working there.
Well, and there's laws.
In a lot of areas.
They have the right to be incontinent. I mean, they do. They have the right to not care for themselves to a certain level, but there's state regulations and things like that, you know. And when the state comes in, if odor's an issue, you're going to get dinged for that, because they're going to start looking for unclean surfaces or something here is unclean. And sometimes it's the fact that someone's been incontinent so much in a chair or in a bed that needs to be pulled out and replaced. And sometimes it's just as easy as odor control.
I have a totally dumb question.
Oh, it is dumb? There is such thing as dumb questions, by the way. We do believe that.
You can't tell me, but you can tell me if it's a dumb question. So, like, how often do you, like, have to replace this?
So it's a 30, 60, 90 day cycle. So it really depends on the traffic flow. It depends on the
volume.
The volume of scent that you want.
Right.
So sometimes
the
not
intensity.
All scent. There is some science to
We
to
found scent. That 60 days is like the sweet spot. So every 2 months.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to change out.
So it's like
out.
Six times a year.
I can see what you mean, though.
But to go back to your point about the profitability, so we did some small numbers, and what the math was with like a buy-in of, let's say, 30 dispensers and the first set of cartridges, at the end of the year, you would be profiting, it was about 47.5%, which came out to about like $210
from
a dispenser.
Okay, so as a service.
It's from the continuous changing of the dispenser. So the cleaning business owner or the BSC would own the dispenser, which we know most likely you would leave it there, you know, if you didn't, right? But the great part is that they can't find these cartridges anywhere else. They would have to order through the cleaning business, right? Or through us, essentially, right? Hmm. So it's a recurring revenue, depending on how much of a buy-in you have. It could be anywhere from the second to the sixth month where you'll recoup your investment, and then it'll just be you're making pure profit.
Then you're just cashing.
But I think.
And the great part about this is that these cleaning businesses or BSCs are already in these bathrooms. So it's only taking about another 2 minutes of your time on that shift, right? It's so easy to place and very easy to replace the cartridges. So it's not like, added labor.
Highlights your work too. Because I'm thinking of like the customer experience. The one reason outside of cleaning companies, cleaning CEOs, they love looking everywhere to see what's dirty because that's just part of it. I never look.
Yes.
He never looks. Well, now I'm getting better. We don't look. We smell first, and we see. So if I walk in somewhere and it smells weird, then I'll start like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, there's something hidden here that I don't know. So it also kind of like could potentially protect the work of the cleaning crew that they're doing. Because if you walk in and it smells good and it looks decently clean, you're like, cool. But once it smells bad and it seems like something's off, then now I have to go run my inspection. Now I got to go. Right, you start over thinking more. But let's be honest, you go to a food place and if it smells weird, you look at the menu.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in there and it smells good, you're like, just give me
whatever.
You're
trying to like peep at the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, I don't know if I like it. So I could totally see the different applications. How are you guys going to handle exclusivity? So is there such thing as for a product that's entering the U.S. where I say, hey, just give me North Dakota, but I don't want any other cleaning company to touch North Dakota. So have you guys gotten that far to the business plan? Maybe
so
the answer is no.
So that's something that we're discussing now. But in terms of exclusivity with the product itself, we're going to have exclusivity. So it's a totally different model.
For you guys. You guys are entering the market. No one else can bring
it. No one else.
The patents are held for, I don't even know.
Right.
It's like an extended period of time. So no one else can.
Can you get, is this
you
white
guys are
labeled?
Bringing it to the market.
We can white label this, yes, for companies, absolutely. Even down to the cents.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm. What?
Even down to the cents, like we can...
Of the...
Hey, what? What
are you... Yeah. Oh, so like you could have like...
You can have the IFS
the
smell.
Prof- yeah, there you go. You could have your own scent.
How to have the profitable the cleaner smell?
Yeah, I'm not sure what smell they would...
Hymen. You guys, it smells like
money.
It smells like success.
Oh, yes.
Smells like money.
I love that.
I'm about to... Be careful. How did I just sign a contract? For those watching on video, I just signed the contract. I don't even know how. Right? Very interesting.
So, you know, what's unique about this also is the fact that you're able to actually buy this and it's your product. Like it's yours, you know, instead of going and buying some other product from someone else, you're investing in your own self. So like you're investing in a product that as an add-on, but you're also elevating yourself because you have that versus using something else from a distributorship level that is a gel or an oil or a fan-based thing or a passive system or something like that. It's actually you partner with us and you become your own distributor of those services for odor control.
Is there any tax incentives for a building and or a business for using specific products or odor control? Do you guys know that? If there's I don't know enough, mm-hmm. so I'm just curious. I could totally see me, not me, I'm the CEO of a contractor business, sell it to my clients for sure. I think that's the way to go, one to many. But I could also see it using it as my own expense within my own building.
Just mm-hmm. to...
Oh, yeah.
For my own employees' experience. I wonder if that turns into, instead of an upsell, kind of like a... tax,
like a staple,
like tax credit or some
well,
form of like
feel like if you have people who have allergies in your building Okay, like let's just look at the space here downtown. How often do you think they're cleaning their duct systems and stuff like that? You
know, not enough.
You may have
as little as possible.
Yeah. You may have people that have like allergen based type, you know, allergies and things like that. The Neutralux does help to draw things like that out too. So it's not just really? About it doesn't purify the air. So let's just not be yeah. But what it does do is it's not providing something that's going to be harsh that, you know, are spraying and that people yeah. are breathing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, for sure.
There is nothing like that. So, like, it is definitely in Europe, there's a higher standard of cleaning than there is here, as say, as far as laws
yeah,
are
we
concerned.
Keep hearing that.
There is a law in the UK that that basically makes them maintain feminine hygiene containers, and it's infection control. I mean, that's blood. It's like stuff that, you know, you don't want to be touching. That was me. I dinged
oh,
my
I was like, what the?
Dinged my hand there. But I wish that the United States could and would adopt some of those things because it would set the standard a little higher in the United
well,
States.
But I also think if they would adopt it and do it now, it would remove the opportunity of y'all bringing it in. Now the government will find a way to bring true, in the players. True, so I think it's true. You're in a cool situation where.
So if you're the government, just don't tell
yeah, us. And if you are listening, how you doing?
They're like YouTube channel shut down.
I know. But you know,
we get a. I know we get a letter. What the?
You're definitely not wrong with that though. But in Europe, their standards are really specific. Like it checks off boxes. Like and there's accolades that they have actually submitted, and they've won. So like we already know that merging in here. The EPA here in the United States is a little bit different. And, you know, sitting on the government advocacy board and, you know, going to D.C. in like, what, 2 weeks or so, like we're going to be meeting, you know, with people. And it's important to understand where the industry is moving with things like this. And so that's a concept that I'm always watching on the back end because of those roles that I participate in on.
I'm excited to see what comes out of all of this.
Thank you. So are we.
I'm excited. This is definitely... It's definitely gonna take everything y'all got. So
amplify.
Make sure y'all stay focused because this is it. This, based on how y'all are presenting it,
it's an exit.
Obviously,
strategy.
There needs to be data. I don't think you exit. I think this is a not yet at least. I think this is a go make your money. You know, it's gonna be a good time. But no, you always want to have an exit plan. I agree. An exit, a retirement plan. But
that's what Eric's for.
For people, that. That are listening to this, that are like, okay, all right, I see you.
I'm interested in a conversation.
Yes. What type of people are you?
Now?
Well, what type of people are you looking for? And when can this? How can they reach out? And when can I implement this?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say this is good for anybody that has any type of commercial cleaning accounts, where there is an odor control issue, which they're in every bathroom. And someone that wants to increase their revenue by adding on additional services, which this is much simpler than going and taking a carpet cleaning class, investing $10,000 to $20,000 in machinery.
Yep.
This is very, very simple. We help you with the sales. We help you with the placement. We help you to understand the product. And
real
it's like
quick,
passive.
Quick. Let's not assume what kind of buildings. Give me like... If I'm listening to this and I'm a cleaning company, because I am.
Any.
What type of building?
Any kind of building. So
any
honestly,
building?
Yeah, any.
You
any
could lead with every contract that you place.
Right.
Okay.
Starting with the bathrooms, I think, is the simplest way to get in there.
Like and an easy win. Yeah.
And then from there, you know, they're going to want it in other areas of the place. But yeah, definitely anyone that is are in these buildings, you don't necessarily have to be a cleaning business owner. You could be, you know, a maintenance company or...
Could be college
manager,
dorms,
right?
Know. Stuff like that. Like literally,
you have an institution that you're cleaning. Anywhere that you have an odor control problem,
restaurant,
and you're looking to either solve a problem for your client. You know, if you want to eat the cost, like Angel was saying, or if you want to upsell and add on to your overall revenue for recurring. So, for sure. And how we can be contacted is I'll provide you guys a link. We can hop on a quick 15-minute Zoom call with Jody and I to see, you know, how we can help you guys make that.
Is this available now? Like, can I, like, if they're
so
hearing
if an order was placed, it would at this very moment, because we're in the beginning stages, it would take about 6 weeks.
Okay,
but then moving forward, once we have a rolling forecast and understand how much you would need, then we're looking about like anywhere from like 4 to 5 weeks, and then moving forward.
And eventually you have warehouses.
Yeah, exactly. In 2 weeks, 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, though, but you got to develop the program. So it's
pretty much. I mean, so we're ready to go with that. But initially, the people that are coming in are going to be founding members. Like they're going to be
founding members. Define
pretty
that,
much.
Please.
So it's going to be there's going to be exclusive. It's going to be the cool group. The cool group. No, seriously, though, we're the ones that are basically just rolling through things. So we're looking at different business models, and we've already piloted those and we've targeted them, and we are working with them to kind of go to market strategies. It's already proven business model. It's just how do we make it work here in the United States, yeah. And what does that look like for us here?
That's right.
Is really, so we don't have to really recreate a lot of things. It's just making the connections now.
Yeah.
So we're looking at subcontractors versus W-2s. We're looking at multi-states versus just single, right. You know, geographic regions.
We're looking at the
big picture things. Is definitely
the Dans of the world, right? Yes.
The Dans of the world. There's only one Dan.
There is only one Dan, and God love him. He's our friend.
I love it. No, but intrigued. So did we define founding? What's a founding member?
So right now, I don't know when
someone might be
going
listening
to...
and there might be a national company going intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So we will be looking specifically. So if you think that you've got something that you want to bring to the table, come to us and we'll talk. you know, we want to look at a franchise. I want to look at what that looks like in the cleaning world from a franchise perspective. But right now we're pulling to our contacts, our friends, the people that want to align with us, who know who we are and how we do business. So that's kind of like, you know, the select group. So there is a group
listeners,
actually.
Do me a favor. I'm very intrigued by where this is going to go. I love taking things to market. I'm a big fan of go-to-market strategies. So I'm excited to see what y'all do. I'm glad you guys do have a company, though, that is back, already has data.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Because now you guys are just basically replicating that with the behaviors of the right. U.S. You don't
proof
have to do anything crazy.
Set.
Right.
100%. And now you can keep your costs very, 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 very low. Very low. We're big on keeping costs
because you don't
low.
Have to learn.
Right.
I mean, you'll have to learn a little bit of landscape, if
right.
you will.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you don't really have to. The proof of concept's already been proven.
So, what do you want? If there was anything else you guys wanted people to know that are listening to this, what would it be? Because I think we actually covered a lot in such little time right mm-hmm. now. But what would you want people to know?
I'll take this one. You know, building a cleaning business based on one stream of income is rough. And you take it from Jody's crash, burn, learn. That's what I say. You know, when I started, I was in property maintenance. And that's where we were heavily based in real estate. What I learned when I lost everything and I rebuild was I'll never put myself in a position where I only have one stream of income. So adding recurring revenue, like, you know, you can add carpet cleaning, window cleaning, odor control, you know, whatever, is diversifying your business will give you at least when things slow up, and they will. Mm-hmm. And business is going to slow up, gives you an opportunity to continue to make revenue built on something just so simple that it just keeps cash flowing in the door, you know,
so
especially
smart.
With commercial, because net terms are a big thing in commercial, you know, and the bigger you are, the bigger those net terms roll. Some of them can be 90-day turnover.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing post-construction clean, sometimes you're not getting paid out for the full 6 months.
Yep.
It's installments. So, like, you need to know what you need to know when you have cash flow. And if you don't have cash flow, then you don't have a business.
Yeah. So. I think, like, Mark Anderson says it best. Like, if you want to – by the way, love Mark. Shout out Mark Anderson.
Shout out Mark Anderson.
He always says, like, win the contract and then keep the contract. Through things like these, because if you don't, because if you have it, cross sell and upsell. He always
added
loves
value.
Giving that. If you do that, then you can understand your actual productivity and your production rate, and then you can start increasing your profits when you actually know how long it takes you.
Right.
You sold it for this, how I optimize. So he's like, when you don't retain the contract long enough, you can't upsell. You don't know where you find your gap. So I really like the concept and the simplicity of implementation.
For sure.
Anything else that you guys want to let them know? Specifically on oxygen. Am I saying it wrong? Oxygen?
No, power? Oxygen power.
You
no,
said supreme, right?
So yeah,
oxygen power supreme. Is that the whole?
That's the one product that we're pushing right now.
Oh, okay, got it.
There
got
will
it.
Be probably additional products
for
as,
sure.
we, as we expand because we see the value in all of that. You
got
know?
It.
Mm-hmm. But this is the one that we're leading with for now.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I would just say if you guys have an odor problem with any of your clients, and you can solve that issue, like Angel said, even if it's not an upsell and you can you know, provide them a solution to that smelly gym.
Yeah.
Or I was talking to another business owner. They clean a preschool, and no matter how much they clean, it always smells like urine because they're missing the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have an issue like this, a trash rooms, really smelly bathrooms, and you can provide a solution for your client, why not do that? Like you said, added value, retention. And if you feel like you can bring this to your client and they will pay for it moving forward, then why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you could like totally provide it for free for a couple months.
Yeah, you could say.
And then bam.
And that's what we've been doing. We have been testing these out. We've been leaving them at our clients for a little bit under a week. We're just letting them know, hey, we want you to try this out. If you like it, we'll talk about it. If you don't, we don't have to. And we've gotten a really great response. Everybody's like, yes.
Can't wait to hear that case study. Like, I love the one you were talking about. I never thought about the assisted facility.
Yes. Assisted living, so memory care, CCRCs, that's a big thing. Gyms are another big thing.
We have people that have, the dialysis centers?
Yeah, dialysis.
Yeah, so really we have our friend in Hawaii right now. He's putting them up in a bunch of different islands on the dialysis centers. And yeah, so it's like really got our gears turning because, again, I come more from a residential side. I have pretty much basic office buildings. Not too many places where it is a big issue. And even still, I've been successful at putting them in the bathrooms.
Yeah. Can this be? Does it have to be a stationary?
It can move. Like for the CCRCs and the assisted living facilities, their residents may not stay in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most of them, they don't move around a long time. But yes, you can, as long as they're in an area where people aren't, you know, flipping them upside down or whatnot. You don't necessarily.
Like a bus, a yacht.
Well, in India, they are in buses, I believe, and they're secure.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to be careful so that people don't steal them.
Yeah. You can either stick them on the wall with the 3M sticker or put it on with a nail, just simply hanging it.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
I hate the bus smell.
If you guys are listening to this, the cool thing about, I think, having an opportunity like this for you, the listener, is you guys are willing just to have a conversation to educate.
Right.
It's not this like, hey, guys, sign up, smash the link right now, and then find out. Like, again, going back to pure hearts. And I know that you guys both possess pure hearts, like, to have that conversation and to be willing to serve. I think it's a great opportunity, not just for you guys, but really for the listener. So,
for sure,
if you guys do have a conversation with them and you guys heard it on the Profitable Cleaner, let them know just so we can feel like we connected some dots.
They were going to say so we could collect our commission. No,
I mean,
we're going to be building an affiliate program.
Yeah, bro, we don't care about that. No, we want you guys to win.
I love doing that. That's what everybody's like. Oh, send us your affiliate link. We're like,
no, just go win.
We don't do that. Just go and have a good time, make profits,
be a good person,
people. Yeah, exactly. And pay it forward. If you know another clean company that you're like, ooh, they would crush it, recommend them. That's
That was our intent behind us wanting to sponsor and come to the event, because the vision that we kind of had, and I did share with you, is, and we won't say what, if we're able to evolve that concept with you guys and to be able to do that, it's going to be interesting. But I won't like divulge how and why the intent, but there is intent behind what may be coming for you if we can put all those pieces together.
Well, listen, if you're listening and you guys want to see them at our event, send me a message. Send Andrea a message. Yeah. Let's let the audience speak on it.
Yeah, get these women to Cleaning Profits 3.0, the takeover.
Oh, we're there.
No, good.
We
got to
end with the dance, dude.
We will. No, but guys, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, even though we've never had the. I know he's interviewed you before, but it's always a pleasure to hang out with y'all. And being able to be in person has definitely
shown
me a lot about
about
y'all, your expertise, your skill sets, your heart. So I'm super pumped that we get to support you guys in any way, of any shape or form. So
same here. Thank you guys for having us. I was telling James, this is awesome. I love the in-person podcasting. It's so much easier. It's like. I don't know,
it's
less nerve-wracking.
It's free-flowing.
Yeah,
it's easy because you guys are a good guest, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
dude, I had some in-person guests where I'm like, I'm about to go to bed.
I actually have one last question. Whose podcast was more popular, Angel or Ice?
Oh, shit, you're right. We both were
She knows it. She knows her data.
Wait, I know she knows. Hold
her
on,
data.
Let me give Jody context. So we were both interviewed, but we were interviewed a day from each other, and the podcast went a week apart. And I told everybody, we'll drop nuggets, but what I really want to know, did I beat James or did he beat me? I have a feeling I know the answer because of my quality of video. My video, I looked pale. But let's see. Here we go.
James got some more views.
Damn it. By a lot more? By a lot more?
A couple hundred. It's a couple hundred. But it's okay. It's okay because we're going to have... We're going to have a lot more of you guys.
No, like, but I lost. I owe you dinner. I owe you dinner. On the company.
He's keeping his word. He's
I just want to know, are you able to rap for us? Can you give me an oxygen-powered rap on odor control? Oxygen. Can you give it to me?
Oxygen. No, I can't. I can't.
Dude, that was
that was going to cost y'all too much money.
Wow.
Now he's charging for his appearance.
Oh, all right. Hey, would you want to see him rap? Brother, do you want to see him rap? Did you know he could rap?
Oh, man.
He's actually pretty good. He's got bars.
Like, literally, I was impressed.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Why do we always put him on the spot? I love
dude,
it.
Dude, it's always you guys.
I didn't even put you on the spot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's give him some time. If you
want
to, like...
Fuck it. Do you want to keep it clean or maybe keep it sterile? I don't really know. I'm with my girls, Jody and Carol. Hold up. Wait. What's up, Angel? You need another deal? Throw your money on the table, and this is how I do it every time I'm in the club. Wait, I'm on the mic, man. What the fuck? Yeah, this is... I'm messing up. But I'll bring it right back, because I got my East Coast down to the West. Go ahead, Angel. Show them how you flex. This is how we do it when it comes to podcasts. Guaranteed, we the best, and I'll stamp my flag on the hill. Every time I'm on the mic, guaranteed, I go and kill. I don't know why this is coming back in my life, but here we are. I'm done with this mic.
Hey,
that was actually very impressive. Those are true freestyles too. Like a lot of people don't know this. They come to like when people say freestyle, I could rap so many verses,
right?
Because I've written
off
thousands
the top of
them.
Your head,
yeah. And they'll be like, "That's a freestyle," and it's like, no. And like, I appreciate Game from the East Coast,
yeah,
because that's where freestyling started, right? And like the East Coast cats would never do that. Never do that. It started in the West Coast. Yeah. There's some rap history right there.
Bro, did you see how hyped he gets?
See, but
he
that
never,
was
he
so
never
good.
Wants to rap, but look how fulfilled he seems as soon as he's done.
I like it.
Too conservative. Like, they just want to play safe.
No, I think the East Coast is the originators of, like, true freestyling. Right? But now cats these days will be like, yeah, freestyle, and they'll have 1,000 verses. And
people are good. They wrote it, yeah.
Yeah, they wrote it. But you go to the East Coast, and I'm not saying... It's 100%.
They
ad-lib. So, like, every time I do it, like, it's true ad-lib.
Yeah.
And
so, like, we should do an episode where we just bring a bunch of rappers and then, like, James take on one by one. And then we'll see how that goes.
Or you should, moving forward, have your guests. They have to have a verse ready. Somebody.
There you go.
Oh, and always spit it out.
Exactly. No. Yeah, like.
No, they just give you specific words every episode now. They give you specific words based on the topic, and you have that last 3 minutes of just rap. That's what we're going to do going forward. Yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate y'all for being here. Good job on the rap.
It's been
always
a great time.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Dan, for having us here.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Building.
And guys, don't forget, subscribe if you guys need anything,
let me know.
But make sure you guys follow these ladies and their journey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And that way he don't play like no